Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, I've been in the meat business for many years. And during that time, I've never seen anything to anywhere near equal the freshness, the tenderness, and the juiciness of Kroger Tender Ray Beef. But then, you don't have to be an expert to know that Kroger Tender Ray Beef is fresh-tasting, tender, and delicious. All that goodness is right there in every tempting bite. And it doesn't take an expert either to explain why Kroger Tender Ray Beef is so scarce these days. The reason is simply that the farmers don't have any grain for cattle feeding. So Kroger's just can't get the top quality grades of beef. The kind that's only used for Kroger Tender Ray. But one of these days, we'll read in the newspapers that our good American grain has won the war against starvation overseas. And when that day comes, well, once again, we'll be able to sell you all you want of those juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray steaks and roasts. In the meantime, we're doing everything we can to supply you with the best beef that is available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Much stranger than his sudden appearance in Rossville is Richard Ashworth's request of Penny Gibbs that she go to Stuart Rogers and ask him to drop his work as a federal agent. Penny, of course, refused to do it. At the moment, Rogers is telling his fellow agent, Tobin, about it.
First, Ashforth came to see me. Then, when he could get no satisfaction from me, Professor Tobin, he went to Miss Gibbs with the same request.
He wants you to resign from the Bureau, Professor Rogers?
More than that. Drop out of the case against the Parker Enterprises.
Oh, the man must be a fool. What's his name again?
Richard Ashforth.
He must be a complete idiot to propose such a thing. What did you tell him?
Not what I wanted to tell him. I just asked him to get out before I kicked him out.
Good. And what did Miss Gibbs tell him?
Roughly the same thing, only not in such a rough way, I don't imagine.
So he got nowhere with either of you. That means he'll try again.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, he took a terrible chance coming forward with such a proposition in the first place. He must realize it was a rather stupid thing to do. I think he'll disappear now just as quickly as he appeared.
Disappear? Where?
Back to wherever he came from.
And where's that? Or don't you know?
I have a pretty good idea, Professor Tobin, but I sort of hate to throw that at you suddenly. So maybe I better lead up to it.
Lead up to what?
To who and what I think Richard Ashforth is.
Well, who is he?
Well, now this is only a guess. But some quick work on our part, and by tonight I think we can be sure.
What is it, my boy?
Well, he's obviously connected with our case against Steve Parker, wouldn't you say?
Or hired by Parker.
No, I don't think so. Frankly, Parker didn't impress me as the kind of a man who'd go for a payoff.
Well, then why did this fellow Ashforth offer one?
Maybe for his own sake.
What?
Look, I don't want to say any more about it until I'm sure. Then I won't have to tell you what I'm thinking. You'll know the facts yourself. We've got to get in touch with the Bureau in New York right away. Ashforth took a plane for New York last night, and I have an idea that's where he is now, in New York.
But where?
Well, I think I know that, too.
Well, where?
Where we last found Jerry Manson.
What?
Now, look, this is all guesswork, Professor Tobin. I don't have a bit of proof yet. But I think I'm going to get it, all of it.
Now, just a minute, Professor Rogers. You say we'll find this Richard Ashforth wherever we find Jerry Manson. Are you referring to the same Jerry Manson who was Steve Parker's secretary?
Yes, the same Jerry Manson. Only I don't think Jerry Manson is or ever was Steve Parker's secretary.
No, you thought for a while that she was his wife.
No, I didn't. I said she was more than a secretary. Could be a wife, a business partner, or, well, even Parker's boss.
But we haven't found proof that she was any of these.
No. And why? Because we were on the wrong track with Jerry Manson. But the appearance of Richard Ashforth changes things a little. It gives me an idea that we've been on the wrong track from the very start.
No, no, that's impossible. Look at the evidence we've piled up.
Against whom?
Steve Parker. And the man's guilty, my boy. He ran the minute we showed ourselves. And he's hidden so successfully, we haven't been able to find a trace of him.
Look, we aren't perfect, you know. The evidence we have is good, I know that. It's what we need for a conviction. All we need, and more. Well, let's get New York on the phone and go to work on Ashforth and Jerry Manson.
All right, but I think you're wasting your time.
Maybe so, but I won't waste much of it. By tonight, I'll know all I need to know.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello, Penny. You mind an afternoon caller?
Oh, no, darling. Come in.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, be careful. The floor's just wet.
Oh, so why see? And doesn't it look lovely?
Mm-hmm, I think so. We're using wax Mr. Jackson told us about. It does wonders.
Oh, yes, I know the wax you mean. I'll have to try it.
I think you'll like it. Well, you going to stay with me for a while?
Well, if you're not too busy for company.
I'm never too busy for you, Mother.
Well, if I'm in the way, just tell me.
Don't worry, I will.
Good. How's Suzanne?
Fine. Feeling wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. Won't be many weeks before the baby arrives, will it?
No, just a little over three.
Oh, I'm so excited about it.
Oh, you think I'm not? And so is Pat. Suzanne's the only calm one.
She would be. Oh, I've had a busy day. Nice to sit down and relax a bit.
Isn't it?
You look a little tired, dear. Are you sure you aren't worrying too much about things?
No, darling. I guess there's nothing to worry about now. Just have to wait and let things happen.
Still no word from Mr. Parker?
No, not a word.
Well, maybe no news is good news. But I know it's terrible not to know what's going on.
Yeah. And I know a lot is going on, too.
A lot? What?
Oh, nothing I know too much about, but Professor Rogers asked all those questions about Jerry Manson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That has some bearing on what's happening. Then a man named Richard Ashforth came to see me yesterday about Professor Rogers.
Well, I know. I was at the bank today, and Pat told me all about it.
Strange, isn't it?
It's
more than strange, darling. It's almost weird. Imagine that man offering me a job if I talked the professor into quitting the case he's working on.
And he didn't mention he was asking it for Mr. Parker?
No, Mother. He didn't even mention Steve's name.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
I wonder why not.
I don't know. I wonder, too. And more than that, I wonder what Professor Rogers meant when he said, I'll find out who Richard Ashforth is, and when I do, I'll know all I need to know.
There's your plane, Professor Tobin.
A private ship, Professor Rogers. I'm going to New York in style this time.
Yes, sir, and you're coming back in style, too, if you get what we're after.
I'll get it all right, my boy, but I wish you'd come with me.
No, I want you to have the pleasure of making the arrest.
But you're the one who got the information that makes all this possible.
Never mind about that. Go down there and make those arrests and throw them both in jail. I've got a little mission here that's going to be a lot more fun.
What do you mean, my boy?
Never mind. Hey, your pilot's waving. He's ready to take off. You better get aboard.
All right. But are you sure you don't want to come with me?
No. If I saw that guy face to face again, I'd want to tear him apart. The same goes for her, too.
All right.
Good luck, Professor.
Thanks, my boy. And when you tell Miss Gibbs about this, offer her my congratulations, too.
Want to go out on the porch, Mother?
Yes, I'd like to, Penny. Why, when I came over for the afternoon, I didn't expect to stay for dinner, too.
Well, when Jed phoned and said he wouldn't be home for dinner, I saw no reason for your going home to eat alone.
Well, I'm certainly glad I didn't. My, you're a wonderful cook.
Oh, and who's my teacher?
Well, I'll only take part credit, dear. Takes a good pupil to make a good teacher, you know.
Well, that's a bit of philosophy that can be argued.
Well, let's not argue about it tonight. It's much too lovely.
All right. Oh, it is a lovely night, isn't it?
Very.
It's quiet, too,
Yes, you'd think we were way out in the country instead of in town. Why, there isn't an automobile in the street.
Uh-oh, you spoke too soon. One just turned in from the highway.
Where? Oh, yeah.
See? You know, if Sometimes when I see an automobile going by, I wonder who's in it, where they came from, where they're going. Do you ever do that?
Oh, sometimes. This car doesn't seem to be going very far. Stopping in front of the house next door. Yes, sir, it is.
Well, Mother, that's Professor Rogers.
Now, dear, don't you refuse to speak to him. He wouldn't be coming here if he didn't have a good reason.
No, I suppose not.
Well, he is coming here, too.
He seems to be happy about something, the way he bounced out of his car just now.
Yes, doesn't he?
Hello there.
Good evening, Professor Rogers.
Good evening, Mrs. Billing. Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Come up on the porch, Professor.
Thank you, I will.
Well, you're all smiles, Professor. Have you had some good news?
I certainly have, Mrs. Billings. And it's good news for you and your daughter, too.
Oh? Well, won't you sit down?
Oh, you do have good news, Professor Rogers. I can tell it.
Yes, Miss Gibbs. And maybe I ought to apologize for all the trouble I've caused you the last few weeks, but it was unavoidable.
I'm sure it was.
It was. In fact, I was hoping it would turn out this way, even when I had practically no hope that it would.
You hoped what would turn out what way, Professor?
Mrs. Billings, I'm not going to accuse your daughter of holding out on me, but if she knows where Steve Parker is right now, I wish she'd get in touch with him.
Professor, you know I don't know where he is.
Well, I'm sorry if you don't then, Miss Gibbs, because if you did, you could get in touch with him and tell him it's all right to come back to Rossville.
It's what? All right to come back to Rossville?
That's right, Miss Gibbs. Your friend Steve Parker is virtually a free man.
But I don't understand.
Oh, but it's wonderful.
Oh, that's not true. It can't be.
Why? Because of the evidence I had against him? It wasn't directly against him, Miss Gibbs, but against his company. And we now know that Steve Parker was not responsible for what his company did.
But if he wasn't, who was?
The real head of the Parker Enterprises, Mr. Richard Ashforth, and Ashforth's business associate, Jerry Manson, also known to us as Mrs. Richard Ashforth. So Steve Parker is free, and Ashforth and Jerry Manson are guilty of the crimes for which Steve Parker was being hunted. But is this true? Or is the clever Professor Rogers maneuvering to get his clutches on Parker? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
I haven't always been able to oblige you when you ask for fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef, because top quality Tenderay beef is scarce now. I'm truly sorry, but here's something I can do to help you delight your family at dinner time. I can recommend Kroger chickens, a special feature in all our Kroger stores this week. Young and plump and tender, they're honest-to-goodness, country-tasting chickens. So by all means, treat your family to a real country-style chicken dinner. And that dinner can be prepared exactly the way your family likes it. Yes, ma'am. When it's fried chicken, roast chicken, or stewed chicken, you can rest assured that your dinner will be a big success with Kroger chickens. And remember this, it's a wise idea to get plenty when you buy Kroger chickens, because plate after plate will be coming back for second helpings. Visit your Kroger store, friends, and see these luscious-looking birds for yourself. After you've seen these firm-fleshed chickens, you'll know they're just chuck-full of country fresh flavor.